Today's Mishnah is below in the 9th and 10th Mishnah from the 3rd paragraph of Masechet Challah. And this Mishnah parallels the second Mishnah we learned yesterday that dealt with a mixture of Sa'or, which was leaven, and dough, and how we dealt with that situation. So here's the parallel that relates to the world of Trumas HaMasra. Mishnah says, Kiyotzebo, we find a similar case. Zeitim Masik. So Zeitim, which are olives that have been gathered, so Chayv and Trumas HaMasra, Shintet Arvo, they got mixed in Zeitim Nikuf. This is olives that are usually left in the trees and someone beats them with a stick and they fall down to the ground, and they're actually generally hefker. So because they're hefker, they're patur mitrumas hamasra. So you've got a mixture of tevel and hefker, which is not patur mitrumas hamasra. Or similarly, inve betzir, or grapes that were harvested, im that were mixed with inve grapes that were olalot. If you remember, olalot is one of the matanot aniyim, and that was grapes that, bunches of grapes in particular, didn't develop very well. So they had no shoulders and then no droopy part, and they're meant to be left for the poor. It's one of the gifts, and because it's left for the poor, it's also patur from trumas hamasrot. So what do? In both these cases, you've got a mixture of tevel and other produce that is exempt from separating trumas hamasrot. Mishnah says, im yesh lo parnasam im makom acheres. This is a parallel from yesterday's Mishnah. If you have other produce, which is tevel, then what you do simply is motzi lifi cheshbon. So what you do is you take that other produce and separate from that other produce that is tevel more to satisfy the requirements from the itself and the tevel that is mixed in with the other patur produce. However, im lav, if not, then we say motzi truma or trumat meiser lekol. Then, because his tevel is not batel, and we say that what he has to do, he has to separate truma proportional to the entire mixture, despite the fact that maybe only 50% of its tevel, he would have to separate, truma gadola, which is 2%, from the entire mixture, and also trumat meiser according to the entire mixture. And the Mishnah continues, v'hashar meiser umas sheni lifi cheshbon. However, when it comes to the meiser rishon and the meiser sheni, it would only be proportional to the actual tevel that's in that mixture. So there's a few points we have to explain here. If you're separating from the entire mixture, we're going to run into a problem, especially if you're trying to say proportional to only the tevel component. Why is that? Is because when you're dealing with something's devar yavesh or dry products, then we don't generally say yesh bila. I mean, we cannot assume everything's mixed in evenly, so that when you take a small sample, that it's an even, it's the same proportions of the greater mixture. So what the first point is, what we're assuming here is that we take these the mixture of, say, olives and press them into oil, or we take the mixture of, say, the grapes and press them into wine. That's the first point. The second point is, when it says Maiser Rishon only lefi cheshbon, you separate Maiser Rishon only according to the proportion of the tevel within the mixture, well, that one actually works out so well. Because why? Because you have to separate Trumat Maiser according proportion to the entire mixture. So in practice, this is what you would do. You separate Truma Gadola proportional to the entire mixture. Give it to a kohen. You separate Maaser Rishon proportional to the entire mixture, thereby enabling you to separate Trumat Maaser from that Maaser Rishon to give it to the kohen. And that, once again, would be proportional to the entire mixture. Now, the next step you would do is then separate your Maaser Sheni proportional to thy mixture. Now, you've got the remainders, however, of Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. What you would do, however, is you would not need to give the Levi the entire Maaser Rishon. You'd only have to give him proportional to the amount he's actually due to receive. And when it comes to Maaser Sheni, what would you do? You'd redeem that Maaser Sheni, but only, once again, proportional to the Tevel component mixed in with it. So having separated, say, that 10% of the entire mixture, you'd only have to look at half the value, assuming that half the entire proportion was actually tevel in the mixture. Hope that is clear. Let's now move on to Mishnah Yud. Mishnah says, Hanotel Seor Me'isat Chitin V'noten Latoch Isat Orez. So this is similar to the Mishnah we learned yesterday. However, the difference is as follows. Yesterday's Mishnah, we saw Seor, which is our leaven, or our sourdough, that hadn't had challah separated from it, and it was mixed with other wheat dough. Here, it's actually mixed in with a rice dough. So here what the Mishnah is telling us is, im yesh ba tam dagan, if the entire mixture, this new dough, has a flavor, a taste of wheat, then chayevet bechala, you'd have to separate challah from that mixture. However, if not, meaning if you cannot taste the wheat, then Mishnah im lav, then Mishnah says Patura is exempt. So this is important Mishnah. Why? Because normally we say that something that's mechamet, something that causes leavening, is not batel. We don't go by tam. However, in this case, since rice does not leaven, it doesn't rise, then the concept that a mechametz isn't batel doesn't apply here, and therefore we only go by the tam, the taste. So the Mishnah says, but one second, we've actually said that imken lama amru ta tevel oser b'kol shehu, but we've said previously in our learning that tevel is not batel. So in this case, why do we seem to go by tam? Mishnah explains, that's only min b'mino. That's only when you have mixtures that are like for like, so wheat dough with other wheat dough. However, in this case, where it's shelo b'mino, meaning we've got this wheat seor mixed with rice, then how we work out bittel is we go by noten tam. The important factor is whether you can still taste the forbidden component. If you cannot, if it doesn't impart a flavor in the mixture, then it is considered annulled and is batel. So the question is, why is it b'min b'mino, in the case of tevel, are we so machmir that it's not batel, it's even b'kol shehu? So there are a few explanations. The Bartanur here quotes the reason of the that's brought in Yerushalmi. That is that since when it comes to tevel, that a chita achat, one kernel, is poter at akera when it comes to truma gadola, that it's such a, if you like, a leniency, that even one kernel can exempt the entire pile, so too we have the stringency that a chita achat, even one kernel, to parallel the expression, would prohibit the entire mixture as well. Those are Mishnah today.